This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for INSA. Active ingredient, S. naproxen. This leaflet provides important information about using INSA. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using INSA. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using INSA? INSA contains the active ingredient naproxen. INSA belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. INSA is used to relieve pain and reduce inflammation, swelling, redness and soreness that may occur in different types of arthritis, including rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis and ankylosing spondylitis, in muscle and bone injuries such as sprains, strains, lower back pain, lumbago, rheumatism, and tendinitis, such as tennis elbow, after setting broken or dislocated bones, with menstrual cramps, period pain, with headache, including migraines, following surgery, due to dental pain. Although INSA can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. Your doctor may have prescribed INSA for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions. Why INSA has been prescribed for you? What should I know before I use INSA? Warnings. Do not use INSA if you are allergic to naproxen, aspirin, or any other NSAID medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Many medicines used to treat headache, period pain and other aches and pains contain aspirin or NSAID medicines. If you are not sure if you are taking any of these medicines, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you are allergic to aspirin or NSAID medicines and use INSA, these symptoms may be severe. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to these medicines may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, hives, itching, or skin rash, fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. You are bleeding from the rectum, back passage, have black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. You currently have a peptic ulcer, i.e., stomach or duodenal ulcer, or have had one before. You have severe liver disease. You have recently had or are about to have heart bypass surgery. You are taking other medications which contain naproxen or naproxen sodium, e.g. proxen, naprogesic, anaprox, or naproxen. You have severe heart failure. You are in the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not give INSA to a child under the age of 2 years. The safety and effectiveness of INSA in children under 2 years of age has not been established. If you are not sure if you should start taking INSA, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: heartburn, indigestion, stomach ulcers, or other stomach problems, vomiting blood or bleeding from the back passage, bowel or intestinal problems such as ulcerative colitis, kidney or liver disease, heart failure, high blood pressure or heart problems, swelling of the ankles or feet, a tendency to bleed, or other blood problems such as anemia, currently have an infection. If you take INSA while you have an infection, the signs may be hidden, e.g. pain, fever. This may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better or that it is not serious. You plan to have surgery as INSA can prolong bleeding. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you take any INSA. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. INSA may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If it is necessary for you to take INSA, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking it during pregnancy. INSA may impair fertility and is not recommended in women attempting to conceive. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. INSA passes into breast milk. The effect on the baby is not known. Use in children. There is no specific information available to recommend the use of INSA in children under 5 years. use in people over 65 years. Older people may be at more risk of developing stomach ulcers and hence your doctor may prescribe a lower dose. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with INSA and affect how it works. Antacids, medicines used to treat indigestion and heartburn. Aspirin, salicylates, or other NSAID medicines. Cholestyramine, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol levels. Diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets. Lithium, a medicine used to treat some types of depression. Probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout. Phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some cancers. Sucralfate, a medicine used to treat and prevent stomach ulcers. Warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. Heparin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure including ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor antagonists and beta blockers. Some medicines used to treat diabetes. Sodium bicarbonate, a medicine used to treat stomach upset or ulcers. Steroids, medicines used to treat inflammation. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors, also known as SSRIs, medicines used to treat some types of depression. Zidovudine, a medicine used to treat HIV infection. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to use different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect INSA. How do I use INSA? How much to take? Take INSA exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Your doctor will tell you how many INSA tablets to take each day. If you are an older patient, your doctor may give you a lower dose. Follow the instructions provided and use INSA until your doctor tells you to stop. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Sprains, strains, and period pain. The recommended dose is 500 mg given initially, then 250 mg every 6 to 8 hours as needed. The total dose in one day should not exceed 1250 mg. Migraine headache. The recommended dose is 750 mg taken at the first sign of a migraine. An additional dose of 250 mg to 500 mg can be taken at least an hour after the initial dose, if required. The total dose in one day should not exceed 1250 mg. Arthritis. The recommended dose is 375 mg to 1000 mg a day, divided in two doses. When to take INSA? Take the tablets during or immediately after food with a full glass of water or milk. This may help reduce the possibility of an upset stomach. How too long to take INSA? Do not take INSA for longer than your doctor says. Depending on your condition, you may need to use INSA only once, for a few days, a few weeks, or for longer periods. For sprains and strains, INSA is usually only needed for a few days. If you are taking INSA for arthritis, it will not cure your condition, but it should help to control pain, swelling and stiffness. If you have arthritis, INSA should be taken every day for as long as your doctor prescribes. Ask your doctor if you are not sure how long to take INSA for. If you forget to use INSA, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then continue taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much INSA. If you take too much INSA, you may experience drowsiness, pain, or tenderness in the stomach, stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, heartburn, indigestion, or cramps. If you think that you have used too much INSA, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using INSA? Things you should do. Ask your doctor and pharmacist before you start taking any new medicines. Tell your doctor you are taking INSA if you are going to have surgery. Tell your doctor you are taking INSA. If you are going to have any laboratory tests, INSA can affect the results of some of these tests. Tell your doctor, if you get an infection while using INSA, INSA may hide some of the signs of an infection, and may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better, or that it is not serious. Signs of an infection may include fever, pain, swelling and redness. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective, and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor, if you feel the tablets are not helping your condition. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking INSA. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using INSA. Things you should not do. Do not give INSA to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use INSA to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how INSA affects you. As with other NSAID medicines, INSA may cause dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, dizziness, or lightheadedness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle, until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they will not keep well. Keep the tablets in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions on the bottle on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gut related. Stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, heartburn, indigestion, loss of appetite, constipation, diarrhea, pain in the stomach. Head related. Dizziness, lightheadedness, headache, drowsiness, buzzing, or ringing in the ears, sore, or dry mouth, or tongue, feeling thirsty. Muscle related. Aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects of INSA are usually mild. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Head related. Difficulty hearing, deafness, severe or persistent headache. Skin related. Severe skin rashes. Yellowing of the skin. Bleeding related. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal, reddish or purplish blotches under the skin. Heart related. Fast or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitations. Eye related. Eye problems such as blurred vision, sore red eyes, itching, yellowing of the eyes. Other. Unusual weight gain, swelling of ankles or legs. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Serious side effects are rare. Very serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal or gut related. Vomiting blood, or what looks like coffee grounds. Bleeding from the back passage, rectum, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Head related. Severe dizziness, spinning sensation. Pain related. Severe pain, or tenderness in any part of the stomach. Allergic reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing. Difficulty breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Sudden, or severe itching, skin rash, or hives. Pain, or tightness in the chest. Flu-like symptoms with a rash on the face, then an extended rash with a high temperature, increased levels of liver enzymes seen in blood tests and an increase in a type of white blood cell, eosinophilia and enlarged lymph nodes. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. These very serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. INSA is not addictive. What INSA contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each INSA tablet contains either 250 mg or 500 mg of naproxen. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Maize starch. Microcrystalline cellulose. Progelatinized maize starch. Purified talc. Sodium starch glycolate. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose and trace quantities of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What INSA looks like. INSA 250 mg is a white flat beveled etch tablet marked NP/250 on one side, G on the reverse, OSTAR 40927. INSA 500 mg is a white oblong shaped tablet debossed NP500 on one side and G on the reverse, OSTAR 40929. Who distributes INSA? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2024. INSA is a Viatris company trademark. INSA_CMI/JUN24/00.